This is University Radio Nottingham.
Please note, the following candidate did not submit a manifesto in time. Due to this, the SU is unable to provide any of their election promises. However, you can listen to this interview where he outlines the reasons why he believes you should vote for him.
Wonderful. So, welcome to the interview with URN. So, would you like to introduce yourself again for the listeners and what role you're running for?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. So, my name is Sultan Raja Chowdhury, but everyone calls me Sully, so feel free to do that. My pronouns are he, him, and I am running for Union Development Officer.
So, firstly, why are you running for Union Development Officer?
Well, if you're aware, I am currently the Liberation Officer, so I've been working as one of the full-time officers for the SU, and some of the work that I've been doing, I'm keen to carry that on. But yeah, I think to do the work that I want to do, I think the next step is to hold the position of Union Development Officer, to really make some of that change that I want to do cement, but also then be able to still be an officer and be part of the student community. Yeah.
Would you like to outline your aims as
Yeah, so in the simplest form, I'm mainly working towards a dedicated building and space on every campus for student activities, student communities, like the team, SU advice, and also our retail outlets as well. I want that presence there. I'm working towards regular updates from the officer team because I think there's a lot of issues around how much people know what's going on. Some of my work in Liberation has been around decolonization, and so I want to see that program level, so actually changing your course, but doing that for everyone, but also on a regular basis as well to actually make it happen, and so it carries on. Some things around Castle Meadow especially, because that's coming up, and so I want to make sure that as a union we're well represented there. Better control for students over how their finances go and how the money that we put in, how that's used. There's already a plan for a massive look into how full-time officers and part-time officers and union council and all of that works. So I really want to be there to make sure that students are involved in that. And then, yeah, with that, there's a big scale that a lot has happened because of COVID, and now we're coming out of it, potentially. There's a prospect of changing how the student system works and how much of a voice students have. And so I want to be able to make Nottingham that place that represents all students better than everyone else. And then that is the thing that we take to the NUS. So we don't have much of a relationship with them, but that's something I really want to work on. But yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. So you've mentioned that you want to make your aims live. Could you explain that to us?
Yeah. So if you go on my Linktree, so that's linktree.ee, Stand With Sully. I am going to be posting on there a form, so it'll have all of my current manifesto, my current Monsterfesto aims, and I will be, so you will be able to vote on those for what ones you want me to be working on, especially like what your priorities are, and then also be able to like suggest your own, suggest things that I should be working on, because I haven't been able to know everything that's going on, but it would be good for you to tell me the things that you want to see happen, and I'll make sure that that's part of what I aim to do. Yeah.
What relevant experience do you have that makes you think that you'd be a good Union Development Officer?
Well, so obviously I'm Liberation Officer now, so I've had some experience with being a full-time officer, but then before that, the Union Development Officer, which used to be called the President, is essentially like a president of a society or student group, and I was president of a cappella society for 2 years through COVID, and that was something that it was a great thing to do, and we won best student group as well, which was a really great accomplishment for me to take away as well, but before that I've been on other committees and stuff like that, so I've got a real grasp of what it's like to be a student, what it's like to go through all of the different places that students fit into and belong in at university. So that's something that I want to make sure happens for everyone, and that, yeah, so Union Development is like covering all bases, and I'll be able to help each of the other full-time officers as well, so I'll be able to pass on the knowledge that I've gained from this year to make sure that they're on a better footing for this next year so that we can make more happen. Yeah.
So running as Liberation Officer this year, well last year, sorry, Do you think that gives you the skills and sort of an advantage against the other candidates?
To some extent, there's the benefits of then knowing everybody in the SU, everybody in the university, like having to build those relationships. Like over this last year, I've been like talking to them, and I've really made them be interested in what I'm bringing here, because they don't have that many full-time officers who have been an undergrad, a master's student, and a PhD student here to be able to then actually give them a perspective that they're looking for. They're here for student perspective, so that's kind of what I can provide. So that's been really good, and they're more keen to work with us. So that footing that I've got now is something that I want to be able to propel with. So that's the advantage to it, I'd say.
What would you say your top three skills are that make you good for the role?
Right. So organizationally, I'm pretty good. I have some good ideas, and if I have a good team around me, we can like work stuff out. We can like plan it, make it happen, and that's kind of what I want to do. I'm admittedly neurodiverse as well, so that like the way that I think is definitely something that really helps. Like I'm always thinking about worst case scenarios, best case scenarios, what we're going to work towards. Always thinking with my heart and everything like that, but then also being able to be like, all right, realistically, what is actually achievable? You know, one thing that I've definitely learned recently is, you know, to be my authentic self, and that I'm not afraid to be, you know. So where in some uni meetings, like you kind of just like worry about, you know, we all have imposter syndrome as well, that you worry about what you're going to say. But I'm like, if I don't say it, no one's going to say it. The students are going to be silenced, and I don't want that. So I'm just going to do it. And that's one of the things that I'm unapologetically me.
And to round it all up in one sentence, what do you want to say to the people that are going to be voting?
Although it's been an absolute honour to represent students as Liberation Officer, to really make change happen, I need more time, more support, and the presidential power that Union Development Officer has. I want to stand for students. I need you to stand with me.
Fabulous. Very nice.
This is University Radio Nottingham.